This is Prophecy Now. I'm Liberty, your host from Spirit Move Ministry. Let's just jump in and talk about times and seasons, prophecy, everything that God's doing right now, and what we need to be preparing for. Enjoy the show. Hey guys, it is Liberty from Spirit Move Ministries, and very, very, very excited to be on with you as usual. If you did not see my Trump word that I released after he was elected, this is this awesome, my awesome new real painting. My other one was a replica. This is the real painting, the original, for real, and it was given to me as a gift, and I got to have it in all my things, guys. I love it. There's a lot going on. And if you did not watch my last couple of words, go back and watch them. I just basically talked a little bit about the Trump prophecies, the reality of remaining humble and not prideful, not haughty, even when we know the word, guys. And so this word is going to be, what can you do for Trump? And the reason I'm calling it that, but this is a times and seasons word. And actually, it's a word that I was given in 2023. A lot of what I release, I received a year ago. And so, or even more. And so that's the timeline that the Lord has me on with the releasing of things. Some things he'll say release now. I've tried to get rid of the glory glow, guys, but I cannot get it to go away. I put on anti-shine powder, but it's not working. So I'm pretty sure the glory does what it wants. But some words he gives me to release now, and dreams he gives me to release now. But if it's not the season, I'm not going to release it. I will sit on words until he tells me. And so what I'm going to release today, he actually gave me a year ago, but he says it's for now. And it's a part of participating with what we can do for Trump as the body of Christ, as the bride of Christ, our part. You guys, I could do many videos on this. This is going to be a small portion. Also, if you have not, go back and watch my compilation video of Trump, why is he so important? That's a compilation video of all the important words, the meat out of each important word that I released since 2020, or maybe even 2019, about Trump. And so God's heart, what's happening, why we walk through everything we walk through, like I talk about all that stuff. And you get to see my variety of looks as I was figuring out to not like being on YouTube. So, and it's just really funny. I don't even want to go back and watch myself. I'm like, oh my gosh, Liberty. But anyway, I am very, very excited to release this word because I see many people, well, not really, I get told things, guys, talking about different things like, what are we doing now? And I've had my students, and those in my mentorship, ask me questions. And of course, my first response is, remain humble, don't get prideful, don't get haughty. And I mentioned this in my last word when I talked about the Trump prophecies coming to pass. You guys, God doesn't share stuff with us if we're like, for myself, I'm an apostle, but I'm a prophet. Almost first and foremost, that's what I do, is times and seasons, dreams and visions, the angelic realm, all the things. And so we can't get puffed up because he's chosen to tell us something. We are to remain humble and thankful and tremble at his word. And so like with me, when all the prophecies began to come to pass, I tremble at his word. And I'm like, oh man. It just made me want to bawl on my face. And so, because his word is true, you guys, and we're to tremble at his word, not get puffed up by the word because he used us as a vessel to receive it and release it. We're still just the vessel. It's all him. It's never going to be us. It's never going to be about us. And so, remember that in your thought process. This will help you to not elevate yourself to such a place where there's cockiness. I don't mean sassy. Sometimes people can misconstrue, that's a big word, I know, my sassiness for lack of humility. That's not even remotely it. I'm sassy because I'm confident in the one in whom saved me. That's where my sass comes from. And plus, if you don't get a little sassy with the devil, he's going to stomp on you. You better be confident in the Jesus you serve or the devil's going to stomp on you. And so that's where my sassiness comes from. But there's a difference between confidence in the Lord and cockiness. Guys, we don't want to go there. The best thing you can do, and this is going to lead into my word, the best thing you can do for Trump right now getting elected, because this is just the beginning. The work is not even remotely done. It's just begun. The prayers have just begun. The serious watchman on the wall has just begun. And being awake has just begun. We're not, there is no, oh, well, now we can just sit back and ride high on winning. No. This just shows us the next thing we better be standing in place for. We better be prayed up. We better pray. You guys, we better have a prayer life. Praying in the Spirit. Getting up, spending time with God, getting closer to Jesus, making sure that he's your first love so you can be and do what you need to do to back up the word of the Lord coming to pass. So here's what I'm going to tell you is this is going to be the advice for you from the Lord. The Lord said, Liberty, tell my people what they need to be doing right now for Trump. It's for God when you're doing it, but it's to make Trump, the reason why God put him where he's at, the reason behind that has to be pushed through with our humility and our prayer and our serious walk with Christ and our obedience. And so the Lord's like, my people need to understand, Liberty, what I need from them right now. And honestly, it goes right with the next word he told me to release, times and seasons word, about what we're watching play out in the body of Christ. In the church, everything, you guys, everything ramped up, if you didn't know, in 2020, because the Lord needs us awake. And as I said in my last video about Trump, when I said, you know, I don't want to be brought under control, I don't want to whatever, I wasn't trying to be, just so you understand, like, oh, well, you know, we're never going to listen to our authorities, we want to come against the government, and we want to like have an uprising. No, not that kind of thing. But the devil, if you've read my book, Anointed to Win, you'll understand what I'm saying. But you can get it. Go to our website, spiritmove.global, and you can get my book. And I believe we have a bundle, too, where you can get like 5 for $10 each, like 50 bucks. But anyway, but you learn all about breaking the spirits that come against you to keep you from actually walking in the call confidently. And so when I say I don't want to be brought under control, it means that the devil has been trying everything to get us to submit, to be subdued, okay? So subdued is a better word. I don't want to be subdued. I don't want to be less on fire for Jesus, for anyone. I don't want to please man and obey less. I don't want to please man and calm down and become a complacent religious Christian. So this is what I'm referring to, you guys. But the devil has been trying everything, you guys, to lull everybody into a sleep to where we're not praying. Nobody's getting up. No one's on their wall. No one's being a watchman. No one's doing what they're supposed to be doing because we're asleep. And so when I say, I don't want to be subdued by any demonic entity, spirit of intimidation, Jezebel, Absalom, you know, and what'll happen is different things will come against the body of Christ and the church. And the goal of the enemy is to subdue you, make you think that, oh, this ain't no big deal. You can, you know, you ain't got to worry. You ain't got to pray. You know, you don't really got to spend a lot of time with Jesus. You don't got to really build a relationship with him. You're no big whoop. You can just go to church on Sunday. That's cool. That's it. Sunday Christian. No, I don't want to ever be, that's what I mean by being brought under control, subdued to a point where I think it's okay and that's normal to just be a Sunday Christian. I'm not a Sunday Christian. I'm a 24/7 hour Jesus lover. And we have to all walk in that. He needs to get the whole remnant, the whole bride on the same page with their walk. When we come together in unity, guys, then we're going to be doing all the parts that the body is called to do. Now, before I continue, number one, I need to take a sip of my tea. I love this cup. Be real, guys. It is literally me. Be real. Okay. So, and it is one of my favorite mugs. And then it got broken and chipped because I decided to take it on a trip in my suitcase. But I'm still using it, even though it's got a chip mark in it, because it's too cool of a cup. And I could just get on Amazon and order another one, but I'm like, not making time for that. So, but you can get the mug on Amazon, the Snoopy Be Real mug. Anyway, so here's the thing, guys, is there are things expected of us, and if we're all doing it, then the revival, everything, we can't drum it up. If we're not unified, we can try to drum up revival and do all these things. And there's groups of people that are releasing that, and that God's a mantle and anointing is upon them, and the fire is there to do it because they're in unity. And I actually recorded a word about Florida because I have a serious word for Florida, but it disappeared. Of course it did. And so I'm going to re-record that. I'm going to make it happen. I'm trusting that this word is being recorded and it's going to show up and it's not going to disappear. We will see if it doesn't disappear. It should not disappear. But the Lord has given me 5 serious warning dreams for Florida. And as you know, he's been giving me dreams and visions about Florida since 2021, like April of 2021. And it's just continues. And so, but the thing is, guys, is we have to do what we're supposed to do. And in the word with Florida, I talked about unity, that every body part is important. Every camp, every tribe. And I'm just saying it like it is, you guys. Every camp, and you guys know, if you go back and watch, even if you're not from Florida, you could still benefit from it. The word I released over Florida about repent, Florida, for disunity. Because the Lord said liberty. We have all these different tribes and camps. Some are more, they're towards this. They're more evangelism. They're more prophetic. They're more, you know, whatever. And, you know, they're the pastors. They're the teachers. And he said, the thing is everyone are they're all my people. And my people have to respect and honor the other tribes and camps. They're gifting, even if they don't walk in it. It does not matter. He's the one that anoints us and appoints us and mandates us and gives us the mantles we have. We are to honor other people for their gifting and what they bring to the body of Christ, even if it's different than ours. And I would tell you this right now, if you have a huge issue with that, then you have a spirit of religion on you and a spirit of pride. When you think your way is the only way, and I don't mean Jesus' way, that Jesus is the only way. I'm talking about not respecting the prophetic, the dreams, the visions, the angelic realm. This camp over here, the prophetic, not respecting the pastors or not respecting those who are just called to teach or respecting the evangelists. We're all to work together. We're one body. Anyway, that's another message, you guys, but maybe you needed to hear it. And I'm trusting this video is not going to disappear. I'm determined for this not to keep happening, you guys. Okay, so what can we do for Trump? And then I'm going to read the word that the Lord gave me, the times and seasons word, so you can understand what you're watching right now and what I've been telling you for 5 years. So don't turn me off because you're like, she's just going to release another word that's a variation of the same word. Be pure. Get rid of your wrinkles. Okay, so sometimes they all kind of lean that way. But my point of it is, you guys, is Jesus ain't joking. His message isn't going to quit. Until the work is done and his bride is made ready, his message is not going to end. And so he seems to have decided that I'm to participate with him on releasing that times and seasonsly. Now, you know, I release, you know, wealth transfer words. He gives me words about Trump, politics. He's given me words. I get words about other nations all the time. It's just what I do as a prophet. But at the same time, it's all going to come back to this one thing, guys. Get it together, Bride of Christ. He needs us to get it together. We got to get it together. So what can we do from Trump? What you can do for Trump is do not be lulled back to sleep. Do not allow yourself to be subdued by the enemy. Do not think everything's, you're riding high. I'm going to call it on the red wave. Riding high on the red wave. And then you're like, we did our job. Amen. This is no. This is like a tiny piece to the puzzle in the grand scheme of the final days on earth. And yes, God has chosen Trump to use him. And so what we're doing is for God, not for Trump. But there is a reason that God has allowed all this to happen, and he is supposed to be in office. And so the spiritual side of this is what God needs us to see and our part of what we're supposed to be doing. So the Lord's like, tell my people to not be lulled back to sleep. Don't ride the red wave and think everything's okay now. We can just calm down. Everything's going to be perfect. There ain't going to be no famine. There ain't going to be no shortages. Other stuff that's been prophesied. The dark years, I prophesied those. We've already been in them. And I had prophesied, you guys are going to get a lot mixed in with this, okay? Especially if you're new to my channel, you've missed a lot. And I have hundreds of videos and hundreds of prophetic words and prophecies. So, but there's all this work that the Lord needs to continually be being done. And there is no moments where we're like, oh, we can ride the wave. Everything's good now. No. And as I released that word about the three dark years, the Lord had told me it was going to start when that big satanic thing rose up in Scottsdale. And the Lord's like, Liberty, it has begun, the three dark years. And that was in February of 2022. And if you didn't notice, that's when things just got worse and worse in America. All the stuff. You already know all the laws and things that were created that need to be reversed, which God is giving Trump that job. And so you can hear all about those words in my compilation video. So go watch it or listen to it. But we have to do our job. That's what you can do for Trump, is continue growing in your walk with Christ. Stay close to him. Be more faithful than ever to pray. Build that relationship of prayer with God higher, bigger, more. He's got to be your first love. That can never, you cannot, there is no sitting back now and just being lazy and becoming complacent and allowing the enemy to subdue us, is what I call it, or being brought under control. Okay, well, you know, God gave us our way. No, he never gave nobody their way. None of this is about you. None of this is about me. He did all this because it's for his kingdom, and we're in the last days. And there's certain things he wants to do and people he wants to use. The same as he uses people like myself in the body of Christ to prepare the body of Christ, to prepare the bride. He has other people that he's preparing to be used in the school system, in the pastoral church realm, in the, you know, politics. Like, there's all the different places where God is going to move and strategically place people on purpose so that, you know, eventually he takes over everything. And so, but he's got to take over the bride of Christ first. So what we could do for Trump, guys, is to not sit back and ride the wave. Stay faithful to the word of the Lord. Back up everything in prayer. Don't become lazy. Do not become prideful and haughty. Stay humble, stay low, and continue to thank God every day that his word is true, that we're watching things on literally a biblical proportion play out, because there's lots of parallels happening, and this is what I'm going to talk about here in a second. There's a lot of parallels happening, biblically speaking. And so concerning Trump, the Lord basically had told me he's like a Zerubbabel. I'm going to destroy the names, you guys. You think I would know how to say them? But I do not. And I could practice, but I don't know that I have time for that. So, but Zerubbabel, he's the Lord's signet ring. Like there's all these things that God is doing, and he's positioning people everywhere. And our part is to not ride high on a win. No, it's not about that. Jesus already won. You should already be on fire, obedient, running with the glory, ready to serve, ready to bow low before the King, and all the things, you guys, because he already won. Not because we see a physical win. We have to do it even when we don't see a physical win. And this is why all of the prophets, including myself, were so mocked, and the prophetic was so mocked about the whole Trump thing, because people weren't getting proof with their eyes. So y'all lost your minds and started attacking your own body, attacking your own, you know. And the thing is a lot of people are getting a smackdown and a slippity slap right now. And it's necessary. But at the same time, that doesn't mean we're anything. We're not rising. We're not above nobody. We're not all of a sudden some special thing. Yes, we are valuable to God. He loves us. He chooses us. He wants to use us. Many are called, few are chosen. I'm humbled every day, and literally it blows my mind, and I'm going to get all going in the glory that he's even chosen me to be his vessel. And I'm just little Liberty, who was just a party girl who got radically saved. Man, woo! I was not going to go here, guys. I can feel the glory. And I don't know why he does what he does. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, it's going to be all him. And the victory's already won. So what you can do for Trump is stay faithful in prayer and press in and lean in more than ever before. Worship more than ever before. Be more thankful than ever before. Honor God every day with your whole life to the best of your ability, where you're at in your walk. And you have to understand, you're not perfect overnight. We all have to walk through sanctification, walk through the cleansing, walk through the growth. You know, slowly he peels things off of us and all that. You make room for that. But at the same time, the fire is separate from any of that. The being on fire for him, to keep your relationship with him going, to keep putting logs on the fire and do what's necessary to keep that relationship going, that is separate from all of that. And that must be kept going, you guys. That's the best thing you can do for Trump, is to remain on fire for God and keep building your fire. Keep throwing logs on the fire. Stay ablaze. Do not allow anything to subdue you or cause you to calm down. Be less about the Lord. Slow down running your race. No, keep running your race. That's the best thing we can do to back up Trump as a chosen vessel by God. But we're doing it for God, not for Trump. Yes, he needs our prayer. He needs our backup. I've released those words. But at the same time, you need to know we're doing it for God, because this is all God's plan unfolding. And so that is what the Lord told me. Liberty, tell my people, this is what they need to be doing. And they've got to stay with it. No sitting back, no getting lazy, no going back to being a Wednesday, Sunday Christian. There can be none of that. You've got to serve him, love him, live for him, obey him, get up early and pray. And, you know, I'm not going to go into all that, because that's a whole other word, or 30 videos, 30 teachings. But the thing is, guys, as God has got to be first in your life. Stay awake. Stay alert. Don't be prideful. Don't be haughty. And run from a place of victory, because he's already won. And so then we don't dip in and out, you guys. We stay ablaze, and there's no fault on you if you dip in and out. Sometimes we go through a death in the family. Sometimes you might go through a divorce, or you might go through a prodigal, a child running away from the Lord. And there's all these negative things that can happen that can make us go into times where it feels very dark. That's when you need God the most, you guys. All those dark seasons in my life since I was saved, those are the times I pressed in even more. I spent even more time with him. I got up even more early. I did all the things, and because I knew my source. He was my only source. He was the love of my life, and there was nothing anywhere else. And so that's what you can do for Trump. Stay awake, stay on your wall, stay a watchman. Don't get lulled back to sleep. Don't become complacent. Don't allow the enemy to subdue you and put your fire out and become a lazy Christian again because you think all's well. No, actually, we're still in the dark years, and this is about what I'm about to talk about. I'm getting everybody back on track with reality here. Is there's some beautiful victories happening, but it's just the beginning of the fight. And this is the real deal, you guys. So the Lord had me read Matthew. He kept telling me, speaking to me to read Matthew 2. So I did. And he highlighted the verses, Matthew 2, 13 through 14. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Right there, you guys. That's one verse that explains all the things. Why you talk about angels? Why you talk about dreams? Okay, I know I'm being funny and sassy, but I'm just saying. Okay, Joseph in a dream, get up. Oh, looky there, the angel's talking to him. Just saying, I'm just being funny, you guys. We're supposed to work with the angels, just saying. He said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and fled to Egypt. Okay, most of us know that verse, but this is what the Lord said when he highlighted the verse to me. The Lord said, this is the parallel of what he's doing in this season with the body of Christ. He is taking Christ out of Egypt. So what had happened is you got to see the reversal of it. Like hear the reversal of it as I'm telling you this, okay? Christ out of Egypt. The same way it was prophesied, he would come out of Egypt. So what's happening here is this verse is talking about why they fled to Egypt. Then later, it was prophesied that the Messiah would like basically not come out of Egypt, but they had to flee to Egypt, and it was already spoken of that he would be brought out of Egypt because they had to flee there to save his life. Okay, you guys track with me? Okay, keep with me. He is taking Christ out of Egypt. The same way it was prophesied, he would come out of Egypt. The Lord would come out of Egypt. God's taking the body of Christ out of Egypt. And so it's like we've all been in Egypt when you're unsaved. And even after you're saved, you guys know how many Egyptian Christians there are? Just saying. So we get saved, and then you have a lot of Christians who still live like a carnal life, which is you live like the world, but you go to church on Sunday. And you think like the world, you want success like the world, you spend your money like the world, you go to movies and watch Hollywood stuff like the world, you do all the things that you shouldn't be doing. Yep, keeping it real, just laying it out. You're doing all these things you shouldn't be doing, and you're acting just like you always did. You're just saying you're a Christian now, and you're going to church, and maybe you're reading your Bible every morning because now you're being taught to do that. And I know I'm just giving a smack, you guys. But we were in Egypt, and he's taking us out of Egypt. And so this verse is just giving you the foundation of understanding why Jesus was taken out of Egypt, okay? He's taking us out of Egypt. And so this is what the Lord is saying. God is taking the body of Christ out of Egypt, removing and separating us unto himself as his holy vessel and pure remnant. He's removing what's of him out of Egypt. This separation must take place. Just as Jesus was removed from Egypt, this is the years of cleansing for his body. As he removes Christ, you will see America / Egypt, the world, the carnal world, become more and more evil as we go. This is what we're seeing manifesting in the politics. It's the opposite of what people think. As God's people are separated, evil has room to rise. And now let this blow your mind, you guys. Get the picture. When you look at an area and you're like, man, why is that? That seems like it's getting really bad. It's because if God, now you have Christians who are no longer living like Egypt. And so now that there might have been some favor and blessing there because of the Christians, well, they're being removed out. So now those who are left, so here's how you can understand this. If sometimes God will remove people from your life, they had blessing and favor because of you, especially if you were unequally yoked in your relationship. It could be a marriage, could be a friendship, could be whatever. It's any kind of relationship that's unequally yoked. There was blessing there because of your walk with Christ. But then as soon as God severs that, they are no longer under that favor and blessing. They had some coverage, but it's no longer there. So this is what we're watching with all the perverseness and everything. And Jesus prophesied this, you guys, that it would get deranged. The world would become deranged and perverse and everything else, okay? This is what you're seeing manifest in the politics. It's the opposite of what people think. As God's people are separated, evil has room to rise, and the body will become more holy and pure in the process. And be ready fully to take the land and give sight to the blind. If we're blind and worldly, we cannot save the blind. He has to remove the blindness from the body. Just as Paul was blind for 3 days, and America/Egypt is in its Damascus moment. I prophesied that Easter of 2022, or maybe 2021. And so you have to go back and look through my words, guys. 3 years of darkness. The blind can't lead the blind. The dead can't raise the dead. And so the Lord's like, liberty, my people have to understand the separation must take place. And as you've heard me talking about, it's funny, all the things that God had me talking about this whole last year, before coming into the open door season. You can't come in with old baggage. You can't come into new seasons with old junk, old ways of thinking, old items. Okay, here's an example. If you like dated or had boyfriends before you actually ever got married, you get married, you're not going to keep the gifts from those old boyfriends. You're not going to keep items they might have gave you. You're not going to keep memorabilia. You're not supposed to. I would say those items are cursed, and items can be cursed. And in case you're thinking that's really far-fetched, no, just Google Achan. Achan in the Bible, okay? Then you'll learn everything you need to know. But items can be cursed. So you shouldn't be taking none of those things. It's the same concept. You're coming out of an old season. Those ways of thinking, that old baggage, all the things cannot go with you into the new, to the new open door. And all this whole, since the last Hebrew New Year, I've been preparing you guys with things you have to confront, what you have to prune, how to see what God's doing and understand that it's because he loves you and it's for his great purposes, not to torture you, not because he wants you to go through bad things. Sometimes bad isn't bad. A loss isn't a loss. A loss is a gain. And according to Paul, all things are a gain in Christ. And I'm not going to go into all that. That's a whole other word, guys. I could just keep going. But the thing is we have to understand how God sees things. And so he's separating Egypt from us, the mindsets, the thought processes, the way the world does things. We were all programmed that way before we were saved. And then he has to unprogram us and give us a new operating system. And so the Lord's like, liberty, people, I want my people to understand what's happening with the separation and why, as the shaking's been happening, then all of a sudden, all this nasty, dark stuff is rising. Because when you remove me from the equation, there's no holy presence, there's no favor, there's no blessing. And then now you have darkness with darkness. It just gets darker for whatever that is. And so he needs us to understand that's what's been happening. And I'm not going to go on. I released other words about Trump, and I can remind you guys as we go. But God gave me the timeline. He told me what's going to be happening the next 4 years. I released that You have to go back and find it. I know you guys hate having to do that. We are trying to organize them so they'll be easier for you to find. That should be done by the end of today. I'm prophesying that. I'm just saying. That they will be organized today. You know, Trump words, Florida prophecies, whatever, times and seasons, you know, whatever. Wealth transfer, which is not always money. I'm just saying, guys, but it is coming. But he's not transferring, and I'm not going into that either, but this is why the separation has to happen. We have to become pure and holy and be the example, so then we can be used. And the Lord needs you to understand, evil will rise. If you think anything that's happening is going to let us out of the woods from the darkness happening, it was already prophesied in the book of Revelations. The darkness that's going to rise, the evil that's going to rise, the invention of evil that you can't even dream of. And so you need to understand that's all a part of the end times. And it's going to rise as we become separate and become one. The Holy Spirit, the open heaven rises over us. But at the same time, now all the darkness is left to become darker, which is where the perverseness, the ugly, the nasty, and all that comes in. And we've been watching it, you guys. This is what's been playing out. And I've released times and seasons words about that. And so you have to understand, it's very important. If you're living in Egypt, if you're a Christian living like an Egyptian, you're blind just like them. The blind cannot lead the blind. The blind can't save the blind. The blind can't reach the blind. If you're not alive in Christ, then how can you teach someone else to be alive in Christ? How can you influence them to be resurrected? You know? And so there has to be something we carry that can go and do the job for the end times. And it's very important that the separation happen, you guys. And you know, I've been talking about it for 5 years, and it's an encouragement. And what people don't understand is the pruning, all of it, it's a protection for you guys. God keeping you from an Ishmael. Amen. I do not want no Ishmaels. And so you don't want no Ishmaels, because then now, let me give you a picture. An Ishmael is happening. Then you've wasted all that time on the Ishmael. And then when God finally shows you and you obey and you get rid of the Ishmael, or you cut it off, or you walk, whatever, like it's get out of that season. Now you have to spend a season fixing the mess from the Ishmael. Once again, wasting more time that you could be doing completely different things for Jesus. But you're busy wasting 3 or 4 years cleaning up messes because you created all these Ishmaels, or you couldn't separate yourself from Egypt, and you're making all these decisions from the Egyptian mindset, from the worldly mindset, when you're supposed to be a Christian, and now God has to reverse it all. So now you're in a season where you see all these other people, they're rocking and rolling, they're walking in their mantles, they're on fire, man, they're moving and grooving in Jesus and all this great, and then you are cleaning up messes. Because, you guys, we have to, from the beginning, allow the separation. So we have to submit quickly, obey quickly, and allow the separation and move on in victory. And here's the thing. You have to make a decision to trust God. Trust that he loves you, that he cares for you, that there's a reason he's allowing it. And whatever it is, different mindset, separating you from people, separating you from entities, separating you from alignments that maybe you've been in for a while. And God's like, I know things you don't know. That's an unholy alignment. I want you to disconnect from them, that entity or whatever. And so, you guys, it's important that we allow the separation. Things will get darker out there. If you think that getting a president in or something like that is going to get rid of the darkness, that's not truth. It's actually only going to get worse from here. And I know you're probably like, man, that doesn't sound very hopeful. No, be encouraged. We're in the last days. Such a time as this, what an honor to be here right now on the earth, to be used, to participate, to pray, to see victory come to pass, the victory that was won on the cross. Amen, you guys. I am honored to be here. I have no thoughts. I'm very happy with the pruning. I'm very happy with whatever God has to do to position me to be able to be a part of all that he's doing. It's a beautiful, humble thing. And it's an amazing thing, you guys. And what a beautiful thing. It is encouraging. It should encourage you that he loves you so much that he wants to protect you. He's separating you to protect you. He's separating you because he loves you. He's separating you because you're his wife. He's separating you because he cares. Like, there's, you are the bride. And so a husband is protective of their wife. They ain't gonna let nobody be putting no hands on their wife. They're not gonna be letting somebody, they shouldn't be anyway. They're not gonna be letting someone be talking down to their, you know what I'm saying? Like, a husband is usually protective of their spouse. He's protective of us. It's not any different. And it even goes in line with the verse, even though that's made for a father and a son, would he give you a snake instead of bread? No, would God give you a snake instead of bread as your husband? He's going to do a way better job than any earthly husband could ever think of doing. And so allow the separation, guys. And so then he gave me these two verses. And this one is just, and this is for yesterday because I was going to try to get this posted yesterday and it didn't happen. Isaiah 11:11, yesterday was 11:11, states that the Lord will reach out his hand a second time to recover the remaining people of his people from various regions. And I want to tell you, yes, this is talking about the remnant of Israel, but I believe it's all of us. If you're not a Jew, you've been grafted in. We're all his people. He's recovering all of us. He's separating us, removing us from the regions, places, mindsets, operating systems, everything where we've been, and taking us out of those things and separating us and gathering us in. Amen. And I just had to do this because it's another 11:11. This is the super encouraging part of the whole word, guys. If any of this has made you be like, oh man, we're in the dark years. Yeah, we are. Don't stop praying. Don't get off your wall. We're called to be watchmen and we have to continue. We cannot be slack, church. And that's the best thing you can do for Trump is to keep doing your job as a Christian, keep being on fire for God and in God. And in that, he will have the spiritual support necessary. But you're doing it for God, not for a man. And so, but the land you are crossing over, the Jordan to take possession of is the land of mountains, valleys, and drinks from rain from heaven. And so basically, this is my interpretation in connection to this word, is the Lord's like, Liberty, let my people know there's mountains. Oh man, mountains are gonna shake. Mountains gotta be removed. There's valleys, oh man. You go down in the valley, then you gotta hike up to the top of the mountain. That's work. That's not easy. There ain't no sitting on your rear. No. But what we're gonna have is the ability to drink from heaven, everything we need. The apostles were almost killed everywhere they went. They were whipped, they were beaten, they were thrown in jail. But they were under an open heaven and nobody could kill them. They were unkillable. And so God wants to take us into a place where we're unkillable. We're drinking from heaven. That's where our source is. And the valleys and the mountains are gonna do this to us. And sometimes we're gonna get tired. It's gonna be hard. There's gonna be darkness. We're gonna see ugly things as we are separated. But we're gonna drink from heaven because we are crossing over into the promised land, you guys. And the promised land, it can be physical, but it's also provision, wealth transfer, all that. But it's also gonna be a spiritual place where things might hurt. It might be ugly to see. There could be losses. There could be pruning. But at the same time, we're gonna have everything we need. We're gonna be able to drink from heaven. We're gonna be under an open heaven. We're gonna have provision. We're gonna have strength. We're gonna be unkillable. And that's the promised land. And so, amen for that. So what you can do for Trump is to keep being separated. Keep doing what God's told you to do, and then that will benefit what God's telling Trump to do and his call on the earth. We're in the last days, you guys. I can't say this enough. I believe it's my lifetime. I 100% know that in my spirit, my lifetime. And this is why God is hitting hard. My word I released about the four keys, allow the separation, get rid of idols, get your house and home and body in order, lose weight, exercise, eat healthy, do all the things so you can finish well, guys. When he returns, if I haven't passed away on the earth, which is my expectation, is that I'm going to be going. I ain't going to be crippled. I ain't going to be so sick I can't do nothing. I'm not going to be doing any of that. I'm going to be healthy and to the best of my ability to what God provides for me on the earth to do what I'm supposed to do. Now, let me add, I know my faithful people are watching this whole word. I hope you made it this far and listen to the whole thing, guys. I have someone dinging my doorbell, and I let them all know I'm recording. But anyway, you guys, the four keys are very, very, very important. We've got to do what I have naughty babes knocking on my door, guys. I cannot get there. They're not going to stop. They want into my house. As I get ready to close up and I get ready to pray, think about all the four keys. Continue to allow the separation. Get this visual of the darkness. The darkness is going to rise. The darkness is going to rise. And it's very, very, very important that we understand that the darkness is going to rise, guys. You guys, they're seriously continuing to dink my doorbell. There's nothing I can say to them to make them stop. You guys, if there's funny things on my videos, I would be no fun to watch. And then what would you do? You would not have any funny, cool days. They're all outside my door trying to come in my house. But I have the door locked because I'm recording. And I did text people and tell them that I'm recording. Let's go ahead and pray, guys. I know you guys are all laughing by now, but seriously, take the word serious. Separate. The darkness will rise. The best thing you can do for Trump right now is to stay on fire for God, not for a man, but for God, and to do everything that he's called you to do. And it's very, very, very important that we do that. Lord, we just praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. Lord, we say we allow the separation. We say, Lord, we will not fear the darkness rising. And we declare that we will stay on fire. We will do everything you've called us to do. We will not falter. You guys, stay in the glory, even though my doorbell's ringing. Okay, hopefully I can get it to be removed from the video. But anyway, if it's not, you're hearing my doorbell ring. Anyway, Lord, we just honor you. We praise you. And we say, we will walk out everything you've called us to walk out. We will not fear the rising of the darkness. We will not shrink back. We will not hide. We will stay on fire. We will not be complacent. We will stay on our wall. We will stay watchmen on our wall. And we will pray more. We will fast more. We will lean in more. We will do everything God's called us to do more. And we will fear no evil as it rises. We will not let anything with our eyes cause us to be distracted or to get off the plan, Lord. And that is to continue to become more in unity, more pure and holy, closer to you, and to do all that you've called us to do. And Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, and we glorify you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, guys, I'm going to go. I think they got the drift, but I'm going to go now. So I can let a bunch of naughty babes in my house because they're wanting in my house. So I love you guys, and I will talk to you later. Bye.